Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos Sancola, and on behalf of Metro Research, would you like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections? Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Now, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Just for a statistical purpose only, please.
1965.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, I'm sorry, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, the highest degree that you have received? A high school?
A master's degree.
Master's degree.
Master's
Thank
degree.
You. Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And is your race a white Caucasian, black African-American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle
black
Eastern?
Black African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. And again, very kind of you for taking the time to help us. As you may know, there will be elections for president, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices at this November. How likely are you to vote on the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably? 50-50?
Almost certain to vote.
Certain. Okay. And how motivated are you to vote on the November 2024 elections on this scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. What number?
10, extremely motivated.
Extremely, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create changes in your community? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, please?
5.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about the upcoming election in this November 2024, what is the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two, the jobs in the economy, the student loans forgiveness, the Israel-Palestine conflict, the racism and discrimination, immigration, healthcare, abortion, climate change, voting rights and democracy, criminal justice reform, police violence, cost of living, inflation, crime and violence. If I know they're all important, but if you can select two out of that.
Racism and healthcare.
Thank you. And healthcare. Thank you. Now moving on. I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. The first one is Kamala Harris. From 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress? From 0 to 10?
2.
And Democrats in Congress? What number?
7.
Okay. And Donald Trump? 0 to 10?
0.
And Hakeem Jeffries? Same question.
Don't know who that is.
Never heard him. How about Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
6.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, if that 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third party, or an independent candidate? Or are you in the side?
Definitely would not be Trump. So you probably say Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you have to choose, from who would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, let me just a moment. Yeah, Joe Biden. Wow. Okay, thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, from who would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Or are you undecided? Or you would not vote?
Democratic.
Thank you. And when it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to the black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has keep all of his promises, keep most of his promises, keep some of his promises, or keep few of his promises, or not keep
some,
any?
Some of his promises.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would make no difference? Okay, secures the border. Much more likely to vote for a candidate like that. Somewhat more likely to support him. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Defend democracy. Same question, same options.
In the middle.
Okay, so somewhat less likely, somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely to support?
Somewhat less likely.
Less likely. And brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Likely.
Much more likely?
More likely. Okay. More likely.
It grows the economy. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to support a candidate with that trade?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And wants to build the black wealth. Much more.
Do what?
They want to build the black wealth.
Yes, somewhat likely.
So much more likely?
More likely.
Looks out for people like me. Much more likely, somewhat more
much
likely.
Much more likely.
Okay.
Much more likely.
It puts people over politics. Much more likely to support a candidate like that. Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat much
less
more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means it describes the Democrats in Congress extremely well, if 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. It's honest and ethical. What number? 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And brings down prices and makes costs of living more affordable. What number?
6.
And fights racism and discrimination. What number?
7.
And is effective and gets things done.
In what?
And get it. Things done. Is effective and get things done.
5. Okay. 5.
Protects abortion rights. What number?
6.
And is too woke. What number?
I'll say 5. I don't think 10 that one.
And wants to build black wealth from 0 to 10.
4.
Thank you. And again, I appreciate your patience on the line. And now moving on, we're almost done. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. If 5, it makes you somewhat motivated. And 0 means does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. As a young American just entering the workforce, I have seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for black Americans like me, it is at the historical low level under Democratic leadership. From 0 to 10.
And 10 means they've done a good job? Is that
10 means that statement will make you extremely motivated to support them. And 5 means somewhat motivated.
10.
Okay.
10.
And as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under the Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10.
I didn't get a check.
But,
Hold on a second, please.
Of course.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Okay, and these are some statements that people have made. Okay, and they just want to know if these statements will make you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats.
No, it would not. I could say 3.
Okay.
It would not motivate me.
Okay. Now, As a senior, my prescription drug prices are going down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me. With the month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35, and seniors out-of-the-park expenses at the pharmacy now cap at $2,000 a year.
Eight.
Okay. And as a middle-class mother, I have been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. What number?
Three.
Okay. And as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who have $127 billion in student loans. Eliminated. Four. Okay.
Four.
Thank you. Now moving on. Now I'm going to read some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally.
How many more questions do we have?
Just one more minute. Okay. So I can show the ones you gave me. Now, here's the actions they have taken. Invest $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Cut credit card late fees from 32. Okay. No,
four.
But that's, I'm sorry. Let me read the question again. This is some actions that the Democrats in Congress have taken on the last few years. Can you select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally? That's the question, okay? So, invested $1.6 billion in affordable housing, cut credit card fees, late fees from 32 to 8, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs of $35 for seniors, or brought the unemployment rate down to historical low levels for Black Americans, or invest in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurs, invest $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Any of those have any impact on your personal life?
No.
None of the above?
Okay. None of the above.
Sometimes in service like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, the 2024 election for Congress will help today. From who would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic.
Okay, and which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion? Even if neither is exactly right. We should invest in safety net programs that would raise Black families out of poverty. We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Which one of those two comes closer to your opinion?
The second one.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And to finish this up, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people make about why should vote for Democrats from Congress. Now, for each one, please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10. With 10 means...
How many more statements? Since 2 minutes ago, you said one more minute. I gotta go.
I understand, ma'am. If you can allow me just to read the statements real quick, and you can tell me the numbers. Okay. Now, how convincing
how
reasons...
How many more statements do you have?
I got four statements real quick. I speed it up.
And that's
okay?
It, right? Okay.
Yeah. Well, we all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed, but Republicans pass law that raises taxes on the middle class. At the same time, they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of the new good paying jobs, encouraging record growth of Black owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that? 10 is very
five.
Convincing. Okay.
5.
Okay.
Just put 5 for these last 4, and I got to go.
But
four.
No one should
I
be.
I got to go.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate your patience. Bye-bye.
Thank you.